the Toronto SC. The Reds will play the Philadelphia Union Wednesday night at BMO Field. First home playoff game. Tim Bezbachenko is general manager of Toronto FC. Tim Bezbachenko joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Tim, thanks so much for doing this. Congratulations on the home playoff date. I'm sure you'd rather have the bye, but that aside, you do have the home playoff date. How do you guys match up against the Philadelphia Union?
First off, guys, thanks for having me. It has been a long time coming for this city, so appreciate the support over the last, this is our 10th year. So this is our first playoff date in 10 years. So we're excited to get in, would have loved to have had the bye, but in some ways, you know, our guys are itching to get out on the field and get this thing started in front of our home fans. In terms of Philadelphia, how do we match up? Actually pretty well. We won one and tied one. We actually, one of our best games of the year was at Philadelphia, where we went in and scored a few goals on them and really showed that I thought that in that game we were a class above them in terms of our possession and then executing in the final third. They play a little bit more of a high press. So they win. What that means is they win balls and turnovers in sort of dangerous areas of the field, and they look to counter. And so they have a big guy up top, CJ Sapong, who was dangerous earlier in the year, but now they've sort of run a little bit of a dry spell, and they haven't been finding the net as regularly as they did at the beginning of the year. So for us, you know, obviously we gave up, a number of goals last year, second highest in the league, but this year we've been second best in the league in terms of shoring up the defense. So it'll be, as many playoff games are for MLS, they are grinds. They are about who's going to fight more and who makes the least amount of mistakes.
Tim, how about the fitness of your squad? Obviously, number one is having Giovinco back and him looking like himself, and that's been a huge boost at the end of this season. But, overall, how fit are you guys right now?
Yeah, we're as fit as we've been all year. Which is a good thing. Obviously, you want to be trending well, both on the pitch, but also you want to make sure that you have all the ammunition ready for the playoffs. And so, it's been a tough year, as people know. We had the Gold Cup where we missed Josie and Michael with the U.S. Men's National Team. We've missed some of those guys in terms of Seba with injury, Josie with injury. But credit to our medical staff, they've gotten everyone ready, healthy. The only person out right now is actually Ashton Morgan, who is one of our local homegrown players. He had a sort of a stress fracture in the foot, but he is back now and had a full week of training. And then Will Johnson was the other one we were concerned about. Mm-hmm. But if you saw last night, he got on the pitch for about 30 minutes. So, knock on wood right now, Stephen, we are extremely healthy and raring to go.
Tim, I know that this will be Greg's purview, but Greg did play a 3-5-2 yesterday, at least at the start. Would you imagine that you would do that against Philadelphia, or would you maybe go back to a 4-4-2 or kind of the diamond?
Yeah, good question. The 3-5-2, I know I talked to Greg about it. We've kind of gone back and forth. It allows us to put more pressure on teams on the flanks quicker. So our diamond is a little bit like an accordion, and sometimes when we get the team gets stretched out, there's not a lot of cover on the flanks. Mm-hmm. And a lot of teams play a 4-2-3-1 in our league, and so they have wide players, including the Union. And so what the 3-5-2 allows us to do is Moro on the left, Justin Moore on the left, and Stephen Bateshore on the right allows us to push those guys forward and really go sort of man on man on the flanks, and I'll take those guys any day, in a 1v1 battle, especially on the defensive side. So, we're still trying to figure out what we're going to do. I know Greg's in there figuring it out. The guys just stepped out in the field as I look out my window, but we'll see over the next couple of days.
It's this playoff format, the MLS, can be a bit cruel, Tim, as you guys found out. The one and done part of it, at least, and I wonder how in terms of, you have the better team, it would appear, going into this round, certainly, and on recent form and on form during the season. But that idea of having to win, the kind of the sudden death part of this format, and not having your guys freeze in that moment. I wonder how you've kind of prepared for that.
Yeah, it's interesting. We have a set of owners who actually love the knockout format in our league and would prefer to go a purely knockout format, kind of like the NCAA tournament. Mm. And that's something for the fans to think about it, you know, because it builds excitement. As you know, much like baseball, the MLS playoffs, it's a brand new season. Portland crept into the playoffs last year in the final few weeks, and then they went on a run and won MLS Cup. Houston Dynamo, I believe, were their knockout, where they won the knockout round, and they got to the finals twice. So, you know, the playoffs are a brand new sort of season. You know, it's not always the team that wins the Supporter Shield, or which is the best team in the league that makes it to the finals. So, you know, I think everyone's prepared. 8 of the 12 teams in the entire league are playing in this match on Wednesday and Thursday. So it is kind of quirky, because what you do is you have the one and done for the first game, and then the conference semis and conference finals are the two-legged home and away. And then MLS MLS Cup is a one and done. So it's sort of a mix of the two. The league is always looking at various formats, and we've had this for probably 4 or 5 years now. And I think that, you know, there is some value of keeping it consistent from year to year.
Tim, listen, we appreciate you joining us today. Again, congratulations on the home playoff date, and go get them.
All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having us, and hope to see you on Wednesday at 7:30 down at BMO Field.